to go to our next guest, the chairman of the Crows, Rob Chapman. Chappie, thanks for your time.
No worries, fellas.
A ruthless decision and a tough day yesterday, Rob.
Roy, no one likes this. They are hard decisions. They're tough decisions. But at the end of the day, when you're confident you're making the right decision, you've got to go for it. And, you know, one hand, you want to protect your coach and his integrity. On the other hand, you've got to remember why we exist. And we exist, our vision is to be, you know, the best, the most respected football club in Australia. We want to play finals. We want to win finals. We want to go on the journey to win a premiership. And, you know, history's littered with, you know, decisions that like this that need to be made. And, you know, after our review, Roey, I'm sure you asked me about that, you know, you reach a conclusion that we had to make it if we're going to be true to that vision and give our players the best opportunity and our members and our fans who have been anxious or, you know, impatient of about the last two seasons' performances and give us all the best chance to win a premiership.
Rob, you need to share a little bit more. I was at the presser about this review and why the decision come to this, because Sando didn't see it coming.
Yeah, look, and I think what I said in the presser, and that presser went for quite a while. That was pretty intense, Stephen, and I was determined not to leave that press conference without answering every question that was thrown at me.
I left there with no clear answer as to why he was terminated.
Yeah. So, look, we, as along the journey here at our football club, we do our reviews. This year's review, probably more intense, a little bit more rigorous, because, you know, it was another season where we felt we underperformed. And we had Andrew Pays, Mark Ricciuto, myself, David Noble. Brenton was clearly part of that process. And at the start of that process, I said, look, all things here are on the table. People, process, product. We've got to unpack all this. We've got to find out why we're getting the performances we're getting. And we do, you know, a heap of due diligence and a heap of research, and we ask a lot of people. And I'm not going to go through and break confidences, and I'm not going to go through every stakeholder that we engaged. But the feedback that we got led us to a position that, you know, we arrived at, look, this is where our club's at. And we didn't get agreement across the board on you know, and particularly with Brenton and
yeah, but Chappie, what were the failings? The stakeholders, I guess, are the players, the leadership group, the doctors, the trainers, the support staff, the footy department staff. They're the key stakeholders. Yep. What was the message? Clearly, why isn't he in the chair?
Look, I think perhaps the message isn't quite getting heard these days, Stephen. I think the response is not what we're wanting to get. And the risk for us, Roey, the risk for us was to go into next year and we get a repeat. And then we're round three or round five.
But you got him a senior assistant, Rob, and he had that sitting next to him. You might not have got the repeat. He hasn't even got the ability to be able to do that and to have Roey, a response.
And, Roey, I acknowledged that Sando had been dealt, you know, a bad set of cards on not just the senior assistant coach, but other things as well. But, look, we arrived at a view, and this was Andrew Pays and Rue and myself, Nobes, and arrived at a view, rightly or wrongly, this is where we are as a club, and we need to change some things, and we ended up saying we need to change the coach, and we need to go in a different direction. Now, does that guarantee a success next year? Absolutely not. But the risk for us as a football club, and that's what the board had to then assess, was is that too much of a risk to go in with what we've got today and expect a different result?
Well, we'll move on to that, Rob, but I want to get a reason first, and I think the 19th man deserves that, and they still haven't got it. You said in the presser he can coach. We had Triggy sit here, he can coach like crazy. We've spoken to assistants and players, and they've all said he can coach. Has he been sacked for his internal communication failings and his relationship building?
Mate, we've said, and I will never contradict myself, I've said he's on match day, he's as tactical and strategic as any. But coaching these days, Roey, involves much more than that. And it's a tough job. There's no job under more scrutiny, more scrutinised than the Premier, the Governor's roles. So this job's a tough job, and it is about managing players and managing staff and managing commercial relationships. And you know, at the end of the day, we thought someone would do a better job of that for us next year than what we've got.
But what if the next bloke could do that well and he can't bloody coach?
That's what we're going to assess, Stephen. You know, clubs reach this conclusion often, and we
someone
could not
had him in the
risk.
Gun. Someone had him in the gun, Rob. I'd be happy if you made the call and you got your man, but you haven't even got your man.
Out of respect to Brenton, and he looked me in the eye, and he said there's conspiracies, or not him, but you know, you guys are saying there's a conspiracy theory. I know where you're leading with this. This is one person that had a grudges against him. It is not that. It is not that. We exist to play in finals. We've had an unsatisfactory 2 years. We're impatient. You know, we get told to be more ruthless, and we get told to be more courageous in our decisions. We're too slow. We're too patient.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. You could be ruthless.
And now that we get out there and we're ruthless because we're not going to be accepting of what's gone on in the last couple of years, and we want to go on and win premierships and play in finals and consistently win them. We think we've got a team that's capable of doing that. But we couldn't take the risk going into next year to get another year like this. Do you know what then you do? Then you lose not just 1 year, but you might lose a whole generation of players. You might lose a whole generation of supporters.
You made Brenton Sampson the scapegoat.
Wrongly,
you've made your coach the scapegoat. That is clear. He is the scapegoat for everything that's happened. He is the scapegoat. That's clear.
At the end of the day, Chris, he's lost his job over that because he's the one in our football club that's accountable and responsible for delivering these roles. So somebody has to be.
You said it's a win-loss industry, and it is. Is that why the win-loss didn't add up, wasn't in the positive, so is that why he's gone? He's had 2 years, so you've set an agenda now that suggests any coach that coaches the Adelaide Footy Club for 2 years, doesn't play finals, has a negative win-loss, will not coach a third year. You've really made this statement, and it's in concrete.
Well, Sando's coached for 3 years.
Yes, I know that, but his last 2 years he hasn't played in finals.
Yep.
So that's
we've been in patience with that, and we've said this is more about the future. Listen to what I'm saying. This is more about the future. We're unaccepting of what's happened in the past, but we need to go in a different direction, and we've reached the conclusion. We've reached the conclusion throughout this review, discussing a whole range of things, and I'm not going to go into it, into specifics and be unfair, but we've reached that conclusion. We need to move forward. That's the decision we've made.
What responsibility do the players have in this, Rob? What responsibility are the players then?
Look, you can go through every stakeholder.
No, I want to know the players. The players.
What percentage?
Because really, they were the only ones that got mentioned at your presser this morning. You paid respect to all the stakeholders, but were pressed on the players. What percentage is this player driven? It must be 90%, at least 90% player driven.
Look, I'm not going to level that accusation at the playing group and put pressure on them. I'm saying we spoke to a lot of people, Chris. I'm not going to define it any further than that.
What about the board then? If you won't talk about the players, what about the board and their responsibility? Because 10 months ago, the board have endorsed Brenton Sanderson for 2 years. What responsibility the board?
So what I was going to say to you before you pressed me on the players, was everybody needs to accept some responsibility of this, and no one's free of that. And do you know what? And no one's abrogating of the responsibility. I just finished saying to David Noble last night, mate, we've got to go back. We've got to do this better. We've got to review this. Maybe we've got to have a better feedback loop, more consistent feedback. We've got to look at the way we manage all of these processes. So we'll look at all of that.
Why wasn't that looked at during the year? Why wasn't that an ongoing process? If it was, why wasn't that done?
Okay, so let me retrace. It wasn't about not being done throughout the year. It has been clearly done throughout the year. I'm saying, how does it get to this stage where, you know, the end of the year? Now, timing is not good at any stage when you're parting ways with your coach, but I'd rather do it now, get it out of the way, and we start the season, pre-season, fresh with a new agenda and a new set of ideas and a fresh set of eyes, some renewed enthusiasm, and we go again. As I said, the risk for us was we get to round five or seven and, mate, we're staring at another season like last year, and we lose a whole heap of corporates, we lose members, we lose supporters, we lose players, and we've got to rebuild and start again.
What
that
about
risk was too much for us.
What about yourself, Rob? And again, this is with all due respect, but the question has to be asked, where do you sit? I mean, if everybody is accountable as chairman and as the head of the football club that has presided over it for a while, got to ask you, where is your position as we speak?
Every one of us, including me, is accountable.
Mate, responsible or accountable?
Well, I'm accountable and responsible.
Well, they're different, I reckon.
I just said I'm accountable and responsible. You can call it what you like. I love this football club.
So did Brent Sanderson.
I get out of bed every day and I think about how can I make this football club better.
So did your coach.
If that requires hard decisions to be made, and I'm happy to be prepared, I'm prepared to be judged by those decisions. I don't resile from them. I mean, good boards, good chairman make those tough decisions. The worst decision we could have made was to make no decision.
You appointed him 10 months ago, Rob. You reappointed him 10 months ago. Gave him a 2-year contract extension. So as a board, you have said, we are that confident in this bloke. He's our man. Surely
there. Do you want me to walk you through this process?
Well, if that clarifies it, then absolutely.
So, a lot happens in 12 months, Chris. I'm
10
sure
months?
You would accept. Right? A lot changes in 12 months. People say a week's a long time. 12 months is a long time in football. Last year when management came to the board and presented a paper as to why the tenure of the coach should be extended, there was rationale, and I'm not going to go through every piece of it, right? But there was some rationale in there that led us to believe we need to go for 2 years. We need to give Brenton the best opportunity possible for him to succeed.
What's
he doesn't need the pressure and he doesn't need the scrutiny, and it would be perceived, this is what feedback from management, it would be perceived by giving him 1 year that we weren't backing him. So one of the reasons was to give Brenton the best possible chance to succeed. We gave him 2 years. Now that was the decision we made based on the information available at the time. Things have changed. Now, as I said, we're going to cop a financial hit on that. Contracts are contracts. None of them are the same. They've all got different clauses in them. We don't do a one-size-fits-all contract, and I'm not going to talk about it. But as I've said before, the risk, and that's why boards exist. Management run this club. Boards exist to manage the risk, define the strategy, set the tone. Now,
Chappie,
next year, we'd be stuffed.
Okay. Yeah. Are you jumping at Port Adelaide Shadow here? I mean, there is so much looking over your shoulder. You're looking into Albert. Are you jumping at a Shadow here?
I think we're a board, very professional and highly skilled, and we don't jump at shadows. That said, mate, Port have been a wake-up call for our club 2 years ago, but we've never worked harder than we've had in the last 2 years. I don't think we ever got complacent or lazy, but, mate, their success has helped us become better.
Yep.
And we're looking over our shoulder at how we can learn from them. That's definitely for sure. We're also looking at those clubs, you know, the Fremantles, the Hawthorns. What have they done? What's Geelong? What have they done?
But if you do what they do, you're second best. You're second to the ball. You're second. Set the standard. Don't follow it.
That helps you, right? You don't use that as the template to define your strategy, but you've got to look at your competitors. That's management 101 when you're defining on how to try and be the best.
Well, so maybe that's old school management.
You look at those guys and you throw it back in the mix. Mm-hmm. You throw it into the mix, and you absolutely do set your own strategy and go for it.
Rob Chapman, our guest, we thank him for his time. It's been a tough day. He was so close to Sando, and people need to know that, as close as anyone at that club to Sando, so it would have been a tough day. The number one question they're all asking now, if you move on, surely your board and your footy department have their man. You don't move on Sando unless you've got your man. They want to know that you've done a Fremantle. Out goes your coach in one door, and in comes the other in the other door, Rob.
Stephen, what I think our supporter base wants to know is that we're making decisions in the best interest of the footy club. We're making in the best interest to give ourselves the best chance to play in and win finals football. And we will have, I was going to say quick, it will be a process that doesn't cut any corners that will deliver us the right person. And that person will be in place to define the strategy going forward. And You know, we look forward to that happening sooner rather than later.
Rob, we know you've got to go. A couple of quickies. You said in your presser today, premiership coach. Does that mean coach one? Does that mean played in one? Does that mean might win one? Can you just define the statement you made this morning?
Yeah, a few people have asked me to clarify it, because I don't have any predisposition to a coach that has either played or coached in a premiership team. I mean, I think that would be a lovely attribute to have, but that's not an absolute necessity. What I think I was meaning was, you know, the club, you know, and by that I mean all within it, want to have a coach that, you know, we believe can be the premiership coach that takes us to that, you know, pinnacle. And whether they've played or coached in one would be fantastic, but it's not the attribute that's going to define who we select at the end of the day.
Is your next coach going to be a rookie coach?
Well, it's the same answer, Roy. I mean,
what's your preferred option?
The talent pool is not that deep. By that I mean in terms of number, not defining the talent. But we know who they are. You know, we know their managers. We know what they're capable of doing. I mean, everybody's pretty well known in this day and age. So that's what I refer to when the process, I think, can be not even streamlined, but I think we can get our person, you know, in a not going to take 2 months. I mean, we underwent a magnificent process to find our CEO. We've ended up with the best CEO possible. That took a lot longer. But I think in this, where, you know, it's a pretty defined skill set, it's a set of attributes and behaviours that we want to see exhibited, I think we'll find them, you know, in a much shorter time frame.
Chappie, that review you did must have been scathing on Sando to move on him instantly and not have your man. That's all I can say. And I'm sorry, you haven't sold it to me, the reason he's been sacked.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were making a statement. Look, I can only say what I say. Yep. Look, I'm respecting our coach. You are so right. I mean, I do have a good relationship with Brenton, as close as what anybody has got. And it hurt like hell. It hurt like hell, and I know it hurt him. And, you know, there's no way for many of us and those listening to know how that must feel. But, you know, when you look at the charter, the board's job is to get the very best for our fans and our members and our players and our staff. And that's a decision that we've made, and I'm sure we will be judged on that going forward and into next year.
Rob, this is being rightly or wrongly, and I say wrongly, but you need to knock this on the head, as a issue, a war, if you like, a fight between Patrick Dangerfield and Brenton Sanderson, player v coach.
No,
can you confirm or deny that, please?
No, I would completely deny it. Well, if it is, I'm totally unaware of it. So either way, I would debunk that theory.
Okay, the rumour spreading is now that Sando's gone, Patty's more likely to say, and we don't believe that, but can you hit that on the head? And while you do it, that Tex Walker led the charge, and again, that's not us, that's what the town is talking about. Can you please hit that on the head on behalf of Tex?
Not at all.
Good.
You know, the team, the aforementioned people, we approached people, right? We approached people. We asked for confidential feedback. We asked for commentary and their observations. We asked for areas of improvement of all things within our football department. And from there, we made a decision. This is not about Taylor Walker. It's not about Patrick Dangerfield. It's not about anybody, any player that gets mentioned. Let me make that very, very clear.
And that's important, Rob, because we believe that as well. That is important that you're firm on that.
Well, let's portray that. Let's make sure that everybody understands it. But what we have to do, Rowie, is make sure that we do have the right structure, we do have the right people in the right jobs, that gives us the best chance to attract players and retain players, not just for today or this year or next year, but that's what it's all about. And we think in making the decision that we've made, you know, goes to that point.
Two quickies and we'll let you go, Chappie. We thank you for extending your stay. We know you're on a number and you had to go. Is this the last sacking? Is this the last?
Oh, look, we have not discussed any further. This review, you know, there's still a way to go in it. Obviously, a new coach coming in will have his views and ideas, and we will need to consider them. If I was a coach coming in, I'd want to know how much freedom I've got in that. But look, we've got a very talented, very hard-working coach. coaching group, right, that's there. I just spoke to them a couple of hours ago, and that was the message that I left with them.
Is Nigel Smart safe? A lot of talk that he will go at the same time.
Why?
I'm just telling you, there is a suggestion out of here that he has lost the confidence of the football department or the club, and that he may be next to go.
No, Nigel's the chief operating officer. He is doing so much heavy lifting behind the scenes that we couldn't do our job properly if it wasn't for his
Well done, and well said. And they're rumours. You just got to hit on the head, Rob. And
mate,
they've been circulating, and I hate them.
And we all get confronted with them, don't we? And you guys get them, and it's your job sometimes to perpetuate them because it assists with people calling in and so forth. But I am very happy, and you know this because I've got a standing offer with you, Chris. When you need clarification, something, more than happy to come in and...
Yep. Absolutely.
Rob, right. Well done. It's been a tough day for the club, the players, for Sando, for you, the board. Thanks for being open and honest, and we'll keep in touch. Rob Chapman.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Rob.
Adelaide Footy Club chairman there, Rob Chapman. It was Frosty. The club's been asked to be ruthless, Bone. Remember this, and these were key words. They've been asked to be ruthless by a lot of people, including you, including Pembo, a lot of people. Now that they have been, those same people are questioning why.
No, you know what? We like ruthless. We like fair. They go hand in hand.
5 o'clock.